Overnight tonight, possibly. Partly cloudy to cloudy in the morning. We'll start off around low 70s. Morning thunderstorms tomorrow, mid-morning through midday. Have an umbrella and be on guard for a potential strong thunderstorm. A cold front arrives, shuts down the rain chance for the afternoon. Highs of low 80s will drop tomorrow night with clearing skies, breezy and cooler. In the morning, 50s Wednesday, followed by sunshine for the afternoon. The highs have lowered to mid-70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Handcrafted items, paintings, pottery, wood carvings, handmade toys, furniture, cypress swings, ceramics, jewelry, and much more. Broadmoor High School Arts and Crafts Festival, Baton Rouge. Friday, November 18th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Santa will be the special guest. Inquire about becoming a vendor. Call 225-926-1420 or email jraymond@ebrschools.org.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6070.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. All right, Rude, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, wasn't bad, bud. From the picture you sent me, it looks like you had a pretty good one with the old pork butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually just had my lunch and a little bit of leftovers of it, and tell you what, it was super tender, even heating it back up in the microwave. It was an all-day affair yesterday. I think I started like around 12, and I didn't get done until almost 7:30, 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah, the longer the better for those things, man. And you could eat all week on one of those, man. They turn out a lot of yield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially since I'm the only one in the house eating meat, so it's all mine. And I made some mac and cheese from scratch with penne noodles, and it's good stuff, brother. Good stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. And looks like we got the World Series set. So
Yeah, that's I would have never have guessed it to be the, well, I mean, the Astros, yeah, I guess. I mean, they've been good all year, but never would have guessed the Fighting Phils would be in the World Series.
Yeah, I agree with you there. The Astros, man, they're on a tear, man. Wouldn't that be crazy if they swept the Phillies too? And that would be like an undefeated postseason.
Yeah, 13. I guess yeah, it's 13 wins you need to win the World Series, and they're 9-0 right now. So
yeah,
it's gonna be interesting, and I've got some stuff to talk about with that in a little bit, some things to watch for, but yeah, man, that's maybe Dusty Baker finally gets his ring. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't see it any other way, man. Unless the Phillies just, kick it into like overdrive. The Astros they're clicking right now, and with Verlander pitching the way he is, it's crazy, man. They're super good ball team right now, man.
Yeah. You know, it's and not taking anything away from the Phils. They've been playing well too, but I just don't think they can overcome the pitching of the Astros. With what I think you hit the nail on the head, man. The Verlander is just lights out this year, and I mean, what he had a sub 2 ERA, I think, this year, didn't he? Only 1.95.
I think so. I'd have to double check that, but. He pretty much stamped his way into Cooperstown. I mean, if it already wasn't stamped, his performance this year was just stellar, man. The whole year, man, he was awesome. So,
yeah,
they're going to be tough, man. And their lineup, I mean, is just – it's pretty dangerous, man. Trash can or no trash can.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I did watch the St. Louis Blues on Saturday, and that was a good game. They were playing Edmonton, and shockingly, shut out the Oilers. They probably have the best 1-2 punch in hockey with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, but they played well, so that was fun to watch that, and it was just nice to not really have an agenda.
Yeah, I hear you. Blues, they're 3-0, right? And they, I think they got Winnipeg tonight.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a good one. And it seemed like they lost more than they picked up. You know, that they gained in the offseason, but I think they might have made the right moves because they're playing really well. They're playing good defense, which is something that they had an issue with last year. Because Jordan Binnington was great until he got hurt in the playoffs, but he got benched halfway through the season, and I really thought that was kind of unfair because poor guy. Like, I mean, you can't expect him to stop 40 shots plus every night. You know, that's just not going to be conducive. And that was the thing that really was surprising about Saturday was that, it was late in the third period and they still didn't have 20 shots on goal. So, you know, that's huge. And that's the way the Blues have to play to win, to be successful, is they got to play good defense and they got to set Bennington up for success, and allowing 40 shots a game is not going to do that.
Yeah. And, I know the season just started, but I was kind of curious. I don't remember. I mean, I follow hockey, but I'm not a diehard. I wonder if the Blues, could, upgrade their team, mid-season or at the, like a trade deadline, the MLB does,
that's a possibility because, the thing is, like, a lot of teams that – if they're out of it at the trade deadline, they're gonna ship off their players, and it's kind of weird. It's almost like rentals. Like, I've seen it a bunch of times where trade deadline deal, guy gets traded. Keith Tkachuk was one of them whenever he played for the Blues. They were out of it, so they traded him to Carolina or no to Atlanta when they had a hockey team for that brief period of time. And since he was on the last year of his deal, it was essentially just a rental. As soon as the season was over with, he re-signed with the Blues. And that happens, excuse me, that happens quite often. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. What was the name of that Atlanta team? I don't even remember that, man.
The Thrashers.
Wow. How long were they in existence?
I feel like about 9 or 10 years, maybe.
Wow.
Like it was like 2000 to 2009, maybe.
Wow, that's pretty short period to pull a plug on a team. Huh. I remember the name, though, but yeah, man, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, they were one of the teams, and I think they got they moved them back to like one of the places that they're now the Winnipeg Jets.
Gotcha.
Because the Jets left Winnipeg, and then it didn't work, and so they put the Thrashers back there, and the Thrashers were around from 99 through 2011.
Okay, gotcha. I know Hartford team went someplace too, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was I was know about the Hartford Whalers from the old Mallrats movie.
Oh yeah, the whale.
That's yeah. right.
The Coyotes are the former Winnipeg Jets, and now the Thrashers are the new Winnipeg Jets. So,
gotcha. Yeah, good for Canada, man. They need their teams because that's where, you know, that's what it is. Canada's hockey, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, let's take a break and come back. We'll talk some NBA and the Pelicans. Unfortunately, took their first loss last night, and hopefully it's not any worse than that. So we'll be back with more right after this.
Come alive, whatsoever I fall on.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at neworleansfilmfestival.org.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
So, good, bad weekend for the Pels. Friday night got a big win. Unfortunately, last night they lost in overtime 122 to 121. And more importantly, lost Brandon Ingram and Zion. Neither one of them finished the game. Ingram left early in the game. It was in the first half. But he left the game due to what they thought was a concussion, and then Zion went out with about 8 minutes left in the game, and he had went up for a dunk, and the guy went to block it, and they got tangled up, and he ended up falling on his hip and getting a contusion. So nothing serious. So he should be back. He should be back soon, hopefully for tomorrow night. But the nice thing was that yesterday's home opener at Smoothie King Center was sold out, and the crowd was just about like it was in the playoffs. And I think it's really it's cool to see that and see people are excited about the Pels. And I think there's a lot to be excited about.
I agree with you, man. They got a sharp team. You know, if they could stay healthy, like we talked about, they're gonna make some noise, man. That's no doubt about it.
Yeah, you know, and I've watched, and well, I guess probably truthfully the biggest surprise from the first week of the NBA season is probably the Jazz. So it's not like that they got that they got beat by the Lakers or something like that, which that they might be the worst team I've seen this year,
and they deserve it.
Yep.
So sick of LeBron James and his antics.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, and he it was so bad the other night when I was watching him. I think it was when they were playing. Well, I saw two games of theirs. I saw him when they played the Blazers, and I saw the first game against the Warriors. And as much as I dislike him, man, it almost felt sorry for him, because he literally has to do everything for that team to even have a sniff of a shot to beat anybody. And man, it's crazy. And and then, you know, you have a team like the Celtics who've been playing really well too.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Jason Tatum going off and getting 40 points, even though I needed some assists from him in some of my parlays. He didn't manage any assists. I don't know how that's possible for him, as much as he has the ball. But
yeah, it's something, isn't it?
It is, I guess. It's literally one thing that keeps those parlays from happening almost every time for me now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was telling you earlier about that guy throwing down a dollar and cashing in like over 14 grand on just picking the first basket score for, you know, each game. I mean, that's tough to do, but sure. Hell, I mean, a dollar, what's a dollar gonna hurt? And I mean, profit $14,000 off of it. I mean,
yeah,
I'd done it for a little while last year. Got a few close, but you know, I bet on basketball probably once or twice so far. And that's unusual for me, but I'm going to start wagering every night, trying to put something together on it. Cause I've had good luck with basketball in the past.
Yeah. I feel like, if you're betting the way that you and I bet and, you know, we're betting small amounts of money and parlaying it. You got to parlay like at least 8 times to have, you know, a decent little payout. But, I feel like you have better chances with basketball because it's pretty straightforward. Number one, you know, unless somebody gets injured, they're probably going to be pretty close to what they average. There's always the one-off night, which is where you and I always complain, that, you know, how is it that Anthony Davis can't get 8 rebounds in a game?
Yeah.
You know, it's like even yesterday, whenever I put together my parlay, Jonas Valanciunas, who went off on Friday night, had 30 points and 17 boards. I don't think he even had 8 rebounds yesterday. And I had him down for a double double. So,
yeah, it is, man. It'll reach down your throat and grab your heart, man. But it's crazy how each night is different, you know, and it can be not just a little different. I mean, some things can be like way off and you're just like, how in the heck, you know, it can get frustrating there though.
Yeah. Like, you want to talk about a good one? How about Saturday for college football, Miami losing to Duke?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people's parlays got blown up on that?
I'm sure a lot. I quit betting on Miami probably about, I don't know, was it at least 4 weeks ago, maybe 5. I had I put together like an 18 leg parlay and it was going to pay out right around $1,000. And they were, I forget who they were playing, but they were -1,000 odds for them to win. And they got beat pretty good. I think they were playing. No, was it? I have to look at their schedule, but I think it was like Middle Tennessee or somebody like that.
Oh yeah. I remember that one.
I mean, I was like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, my Saturday one, I obviously lost that one, but then I took the Ohio State Iowa game. The spread was 29.5 and I took Iowa to cover because they've had one of the best defenses in the country this year. I think they ended up losing by like 40 or 50. I ended up turning it off. So, you know, it sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah. You got that right, man.
You would think that they would be able to cover 30 points, but no. So, all right, man. Well, let's get some news and we'll come back and we'll talk NFL week 7. Is that what it is? Week 7 already? Jeez. All right. Well, we'll be right back after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com. It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up...
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The man accused of shooting up a frat party that injured 11 people near the Southern University campus in Baton Rouge Friday is under arrest. BRPD Sergeant L.G. McNeely says the investigation is ongoing and witnesses are encouraged to come forward.
We've done a multitude of interviews with a lot of people that were there, interviewed the victims, and we feel that we've got the right people.
East Baton Rouge D.A. Hiller Moore has asked that J. Cedric Williams be held without bond, and a judge has agreed two other men were booked as accessories in the crime. Louisiana's fourth grade students lead the country in reading growth, according to the nation's report card released by the National Center for Education Statistics. State Superintendent of Education Dr. Kay Brumley says over the last 2 years, Louisiana has implemented a number of policy decisions to curb the state's longstanding literacy crisis.
I think that this news with us being first in the entire country on reading growth is affirming to so much of the work that we've been doing.
LRN.
People love their Mueller metal homes.
This is what we dreamed about, and we didn't really have a plan for the interior or the finish out. We just wanted the structure up, and we're taking it from there.
Looking at the sunrise in the morning, the sunset at night, just what we love.
I use Mueller because they make a superior product.
This is our home. This is our forever home.
Enjoying every minute of it and seeing it all come together, and one of these days I'll get her done.
Find out more at MuellerInc.com.
I'm Casey Tingle, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and GOSEP is encouraging you to think about ways to protect your online accounts. Multi-factor authentication, which involves using two or more credentials to verify a user's login, is a smart way to secure your information. A password alone may not be enough to keep others out. For how-to tips and additional cybersecurity information, go to getagameplan.org.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at neworleansfilmfestival.org.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
So week 7 almost in the books. We got one more game tonight with the Patriots and the Bears on Monday Night Football, and I think, well, we talked about it the other day, but New England is now favored by 8.5. The over under is 40. Ooh, I don't know if they can get to 40. Do you?
I don't know, man. This is going to be another ugly game at nighttime. That's what I call them, man. Because
yeah, you're right.
It just seems like every game this year, whether it's been a Monday night game,
yeah,
you know, some of the Sunday night games, like, you know, aren't as ugly as the Mondays and the Thursday nights. But I know they don't have a crystal ball, but man, it's just like, it's tough to watch. I mean, it's not, it's like you're not watching NFL football, the play so bad.
Yeah, it's weird. not even Division I football.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad, man. And, you know, in a game like this, like, if you're really, you know, when you're making the schedule makers in the springtime, like, really, why would, I mean, you had to have known that neither one of these teams are going to be world beaters at this point in the game. Like, why would that be a Monday night game? You know,
yeah,
it used to be like, usually the Monday night games were good matchups, and
yeah.
This doesn't have anything. There's no superstars on either team.
Yeah.
So it's really a head scratcher.
Yeah, it is, man. You're right about that. They should know. Like I said, they don't got a crystal ball, but you know who's going to show up and who's not, and who people want to watch and who people don't. And I sure as hell don't want to watch the Chicago Bears on a primetime game.
No.
You know,
they don't have. I've watched a couple of them. Well, I watched that Thursday night game against the Commanders, and that was only because I had a parlay on the game. But, and that was maybe one of the worst football games I've ever watched. That was awful.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I don't think the Bears have a hope in hell of winning this game, but who knows, man. This has been the weirdest NFL season I think I can remember, really.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Everything's upside down.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'd actually rather watch Marshawn Lynch dropping MF on ESPN, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? He's like, oh.
Yeah.
And then, he said the SH word, and it's just it's funny when they give him time on the air, man, because he's straight. You know, he grew up in a bad part of town, man. And he's a good dude, man. He gives a lot, but he's still got he likes to talk, put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so let's talk about some of these games this weekend. So the Bengals took care of business with the Falcons, and Joe Burrow had himself a day. 481 yards passing and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that is a day.
the Cowboys, and I'll tell you what, I was keeping an eye on scores yesterday because I didn't really watch any. I had Red Zone on in the living room, but I was outside smoking the pork butt that we talked about earlier. So I was keeping an eye on scores, and I'll tell you what, the Cowboys didn't necessarily beat the brakes off the Lions, and there for a while, at halftime they were the Lions were winning 6-3. And so, you know, they ended up winning the game 24-6. And then you got the Colts and the Titans, which Colts were my my upset pick in that one. And no. Sorry. The Colts are just bad.
Yeah, they should have never acquired Matt Ryan. They should have just picked up some dude off the streets and let him try his hand at it, man, because he's done. It's over for him, man.
He should have retired with the Falcons and just went out gracefully and stayed with the same team for his whole career.
Yeah, because he's looking pretty bad. Who knows? Maybe they could get, you know, Dak Prescott and he could come up there and make more of a mess of it, because he's an overrated guy too, man. You know, they shouldn't even have started him, the Cowboys. I thought, you know, they should have kept with the guy they had and been done with it. But
yeah, I think you're right, man. I've never have thought Dak Prescott was very good. I thought he was overrated. He got a buttload of money that I don't think he really is deserving of that kind of contract, but you know, it's not my job to count Jerry Jones's money. So, but yeah. I don't feel like they're going to be successful with him at quarterback. And you know, part of it too, even with Cooper Rush, it's not like he's a world beater, but the fact of the matter is he doesn't, you know, he's a good game manager and he wasn't hurting them and letting their defense play well, and you know, he's not turning the ball over, and that's the name of the game. Teddy Bridgewater has made a career off that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, it's I don't know. I just don't see that being. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Then you have another shocker. The Commanders beat the Packers 23-21. I mean, how? Without shocking, without Carson Wentz, they won the ball game. And actually, yeah. I think Tyler Heinicke is pretty good. I was impressed with him a couple years ago when they played that playoff game against the Bucks.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, man, it's funny. It's funny when things aren't going right, and he says it's not a big deal. You know, I mean,
yeah,
look like. Yeah, it was a shocker.
Yeah, for sure. And then even more shocking was, and I was thankful to see it, you know, as far as being a Saints fan, but it certainly did hurt on the parlay. But the Panthers shocking the world and beating the Bucks 21-3. And that three came awful late, and it came in the fourth quarter. And, you know, and the Panthers have made no bones about it. They're in rebuild mode. You know, they traded off Robbie Anderson. They traded off Christian McCaffrey. I don't believe anybody thought this was going to happen. No. But nonetheless, they took care of business, and just a lackluster performance. And it was funny reading today all the social media posts about Brady, and like all the Bucks fans are down on him, saying he should never came back and should have stayed retired, and yeah, yada yada yada. So it is nice to see that happening.
Yeah, should have stayed retired and stayed married.
Yeah, man. I was reading about that too today, and that's apparently getting pretty ugly also. So not over the kids or anything, which is good, but I guess, you know, since they've got so much cash and all the assets that they have, that's where it's getting ugly. And so
yeah, keep going down that street, buddy. You're going to get a grumpy on your side of the bed.
That's right. That's right. You will. I'll tell you, and then the other interesting thing that came out of this game was, like you and I were talking about off the air, that there's video of after the game was over with, the two of the referees getting Mike Evans' autograph.
Yeah.
Number one, if you're going to get in trouble, it sure the hell wouldn't be over Mike Evans' autograph of all the players.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
Yeah, I get it. And I mean, why not wait until, you know, you're behind, you know, where the media is not around and do it then? Because, I mean, I don't think the autograph part is the big deal. I think it's, could you be a little biased, you know?
Right. The optics on it is not good.
Doesn't look good, man.
No, not at all. And have to use a little tact with it, you know. I mean, it could have been all something innocent. Maybe they have and I'm just throwing stuff out there. I mean, maybe they have a charity or something they were going to donate his autograph or something to. Who knows? But either way, it's just not a good look. And either way, it didn't help them. They got the hell beat out of by the Panthers. So,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you another one, man, that was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be, was the Ravens and the Browns. The Browns were actually winning most of the way, and then the Ravens came back and took care of business, but they ended up winning 23-20. Then you got the Giants had to come back in the fourth quarter to beat the Jaguars, so that was another close one. And then another one that got me this weekend was the Seahawks beating the Chargers. By the way, the first place Seattle Seahawks beat the Chargers 37-23, and I would have never guessed with that team and Geno Smith as your quarterback that they would be 4-3 right now.
Yeah, man. I think everybody's surprised about that one. You know, he's performed. I mean, I know there was a pass yesterday, I think it was maybe to the tight end in the end zone, that should have been caught, was dropped. He's looked good. I mean,
yeah, you gotta give
it is
him.
It is what it is. He's looked a hell of a lot better than old Danger Russ, you know.
Yeah, who he didn't even play yesterday, and they got beat 16-9. But that was no surprise.
Yeah, man.
It's shocking. I would never have thought that Geno Smith would be leading the way like he has been. But then you think about it, man. You look at that NFC West, and I'll tell you what. Think about it like this: the Seahawks are the only team in the West that have a winning record, and then you've got the NFC South with the Saints and the Bucks, and nobody is above 500 in that division. Yeah. You know, it's so crazy. Weird. I mean, really,
it's strange. That's for sure.
Really the only clear cut teams that are consistent. Well, unfortunately, it's the Eagles being one of them, but the Chiefs and the Bills, like those are really the only ones that have kind of that have stood out as, you know, they should win almost every game that they're playing. You know, the Dolphins started off hot, and they won last night against the Steelers, but the Steelers still put up a fight with them.
Yeah, what shocks me, too, is the 49ers. I mean,
yeah,
they might be one of the biggest surprises, you know, with what they got, you know. I mean, they've showed glimpses of greatness, and then they haven't delivered on a lot, you know. Yeah. So that's a team that I kind of just throw my hands up with, because I've watched a few of their games, and you know, they got the personnel, man, and it's just some weeks it works, some weeks it don't.
Yeah, they're very much a Jekyll and Hyde type of a team, and you're right, they should be a hell of a lot better than what they are. But you know, you got Jimmy G, or you know, if he wasn't the first pick, but they wanted, you know, obviously Trey Lance was the starter coming out of training camp. I'm not impressed with either one of them, really. And that, I think that's where it starts, is that they need a solid quarterback, somebody who is a proven winner and can lead that team. And also you need to get Deebo Samuel involved as much as you possibly can.
Yep.
I think that's the deal. Like, he's real. That's the realness right there.
Yeah.
And if you notice the games where he gets a lot of touches, those are the ones that they're successful in. And I think he's just such a big key piece to that team that he's got. It's almost like how the Saints use Taysom Hill. Like, you got it. He's just going to have, you're going to have to get him the ball as much as possible to be successful.
Yeah. And I don't know if they think that Trey Lance is going to be the next Patrick Mahomes, but I don't see it, man.
I don't either. I think he's closer to being Jalen Hurts than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. So they got a problem there. But if I tell you what, if they could fix that problem, man, they could have a good team for quite a few years, man.
Yeah, they really could, for sure. So, all right, man. Well, let's take a break and come back. We'll talk some World Series stuff. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Ephelinas.com.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking, and they're excited to bring to you the most authentic juke joint dishes, music, and culture available. We'll see you all on October 15th. From 6 to 10 at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Visit our website, www.southernfood.org, for tickets and more information.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader?
Radio show, and we talked about it a little bit in the beginning of the show about the World Series is set. The Astros will be taking on the Phils, and they won a thriller the other night over the Padres in Game 5 whenever Bryce Harper hit the dramatic eighth inning home run. But man, I don't know. I feel like that they're going up against a buzzsaw with Houston.
Yeah, man. Houston's kind of like the 2004 Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah. When
they came back from three games down to the Yankees, that was.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those teams that, I don't know, it's kind of destined, it seems like. And to be honest with you, I mean, I would kind of like to see him go undefeated. I think that'd be kind of cool. But, yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. I mean, just get it over with, and we could start the offseason and start talking about the Cardinals again.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, man, that if I were to tell you Jose Altuve was 2-for-31 from the plate this postseason, I guarantee you would not believe that they haven't lost a game in the postseason.
Yeah, that's shocking because he's usually the wheels that gets that beast turning, man. But yeah, they got other parts, man, that are doing it obviously, and their pitching's been great.
Yeah, the 33 innings between the division series and the championship series, you know how many runs they've given up?
Do tell.
Three. Three.
Yeah.
Three in seven games. I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to beat that team if you can only muster three runs in seven games. You know, that's, I don't know. I just feel like, Dusty Baker's finally going to get that ring that he's been chasing for so long.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What you gonna do?
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Domain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow & Crescent. Crow & Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram.
We got other
Crow & Crescent. Let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Yeah.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
What does Grace mean to you?
Like,
at Grace at the Green Light, like a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Auctioneer Health, Louisiana's largest nonprofit healthcare system, inspiring healthier lives and stronger communities. Find out more at auctioneer.org.
Like I said, man.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.